It's on the other side.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
Where I began, and all it took one walk.
WRCT is supported by SPAC Brothers Pizza. SPAC Brothers Pizza is located at 5107 Penn Avenue in Bloomfield. SPAC Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings, and salads while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. SPAC Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. SPAC Brothers is currently online only and offers both takeout and delivery. For more information, email them at spac@gmail.com or visit their website at spacbrothers.com. And if you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Okay, so that was the newest from Pure Bathing Culture, The Memento, and I was lucky enough to interview them a few years ago. Before that, Snooper with Pod, and I liked that track. That was fun. It was 1:42 long and nice and fast. Before that, Future Islands, Deep in the Night. And then to start off the set, Miss Grit, Like You, and Nation of Language, Too Much Enough. They're playing at Mr. Small's this Friday. And yeah, I'm pretty excited to see that show. Okay, so what do we got next here? I like this track too. This is the newest from The Clientele. This is Blue on Blue.
Thank you. So rest your head, turning back 14 years of what I did and said. So you are breathing disaster. I did what I was told, but I was a man born invisible. Was it something I said or some kind of joke? So you are tired as the sun. Are you with or without a friend? Bring me back everything caught in your shield, but everything else to send. So you are seething with laughter. Was it really all just a joke? I was a
Thank you. Those headaches and stomach aches your child gets may be migraine. 10% of children and 28% of adolescents have migraine disease. Migraine at school can help. Learn more at migraineatschool.org. As a parent, I know how migraine impacts my daughter's ability to learn. Every child deserves the chance to flourish in school. Visit migraineatschool.org. Sponsored by the Coalition for Headache and Migraine Patients.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives.
Today, one in five Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges, but many of us do not understand what we are facing or how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health.
If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
Okay, so we just heard the newest from Zune. That was Dodem, and I really like that. That was awesome. Before that, Alice Phoebe Liu with Open the Door. Before that, the new Sufjan Stevens. That was So You Are Tired, and he's been making the news because apparently he has some kind of disorder or something. I saw on Instagram, but it looks like it's curable. Before that, A Land of Talk. Your Beautiful Self. Land of Talks is good. They have some really good stuff. And we started off the set with the newest from The Clientele, Blue Over Blue. And I've never heard of The Clientele. I guess they've been around for like 20 years. And man, I really like that track. Let's see, this album's titled I Am Not There Anymore. So, okay, here's someone who was recently in town, Jolie Holland. This is a pretty cool track. She played Club Cafe maybe like 2 weeks ago or something like that. And this is Haunted Mountain.
Before I lived here on this haunted mountain, I was walking through the valley on my own. Darkness hung the sky and saw you wreathed all around in a golden cloud. Every dewdrop on this haunted mountain is like a tiny crystal ball. Haunted mountain,
count on me.
Longing for you.
I'm opening the door now. I'm opening the door.
Well, it disgusts me that this is where we have to start today, but we are seeing the absolute worst of the MAGA right and of the far left as a result of this disgusting medieval attack by terrorist group Hamas on Israeli civilians. You know, I expect this from the MAGA right, but sadly, we are also seeing it from the far left, and I will be calling all of it out. Are sensible leftists the only people who can bring some sanity to this discussion? And my belief is that most of my core audience, the people I never hear from who aren't spending their day commenting online, I believe my core audience is with me on this. Let's see. Let's talk about it one by one. Now, I know this is going to rile a ton of people up, but it has to be said, because if we don't clean house on our side, we make the problem worse. So let's start with MAGA. The MAGA right immediately went to blaming Joe Biden for this disgusting attack by Hamas, where women and children and random people and music festival goers were killed, raped, kidnapped, taken hostage, and even now Israeli soldiers believed beheaded on video. The argument that the MAGA people have been making is that because Joe Biden gave Iran $6 million, this happened. Senator Tim Scott said the attack was, quote, the Biden $6 billion ransom payment at work. Pence blamed Biden, saying the current administration, quote, projects weakness on the world stage and are kowtowing to the mullahs in Iran. Now, if you're confused about how that might be the case and what Iran's money has to do with this, it's because it makes no sense. As you might recall, Joe Biden authorized the release of that money, the Iranian money, in exchange for some American hostages for humanitarian reasons. It was Iran's money. The U.S. didn't give Iran any money. And of course, even though the celebration of this attack by Iran did take place, the idea that it was because of the release of their money that this took place when this operation was clearly in the works for months, and it just makes absolutely no sense. The funding doesn't go to Iranian hands. It goes to approved third-party vendors who provide humanitarian support. This is ridiculous. And to believe that one decision about $6 million related to Iran by Joe Biden is responsible for something like this just doesn't pass the sniff test. These right-wingers deserve almost none of our time. They aren't serious people. Now, unfortunately, on the far left, there has been everything from excuses for this terrorist attack to straight up glee for what we are seeing. Don't believe me? Here's a video. This is from a rally in New York City, rally slash celebration that took place, talking about how great it is that the resistance took out hipsters, by which they mean innocent Israelis, including women and children, including at a music festival. Just listen.
When the Palestinians broke through the fence, they put the F-35 on trials. Yeah! Yeah! And as you might have seen, there was some sort of rave or desert party where they were having a great time until the resistance came in electrified hang gliders and took at least several dozen hipsters. But I'm sure they're doing very fine, despite what the New York Post says.
They took out with their electric hang gliders several dozen hipsters, cheering death. And the crowd cheers right along with them. One guy at this event had a swastika that he was displaying on his phone as well. This is like cheering for Al-Qaeda the day after 9/11. Who is this? Well, sadly, it's too many people. DSA, Democratic Socialists of America, putting out